John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and you folks know I've worked on many projects that deal with the Civil War era. Well, I tell you, I am just a mere crawling babe when it comes to information on probably one of the most remarkable times in American history, the Civil War, compared to my guest today. Kenneth Liftog is my guest, and I came as close as I could to pronouncing his name. As he says, there is not another one of me in the country, and there's not another one of the books like he has written in the country. This is actually the first of a series. This one's called Iowa and the Civil War, and it's the first volume of what will be a trilogy of books. And Kenneth, I will tell you this, that you can email him directly, Ken, K-E-N, dot L-Y-F-T-O-G-T dot U-N-I dot E-D-U. If you want to just get directly to the author about getting your copy of this book, check it with your local independent booksellers like Beaverdale Books, and if they're wise, Alice will make sure she has a copy in for you, or she'll get a copy. But there's various ways you can find a copy of this. You can always just Google Kenneth Liftog, and you will get that information. But Ken, congratulations on a masterful book. I mean, the content, not only is it detailed, and obviously the accuracy is there, you have put such a storytelling spin to it by pulling in as much personal narrative from diaries and things like that as you can, and you write with such a clarity. It's not like, I mean, this is great stuff.
Oh, thank you very, very much. A writer could not ask for better than that.
Well, what I enjoy so much is that you literally have worked your tail off to distill decades of research and fascination with this part in history into your books, and this is the first of three, as I said, folks, and you're going to want to get, of course, the entire trio, but you've got to start with this first one, Iowa and the Civil War. Talk about your journey, because from the earliest of days, you were just fascinated with this part of American history, weren't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, if you were one of my students in my humanities classes at UNI, you'd find yourself reading a lot of Homer. And to me, the Civil War is our country's Iliad. This is magnificent history, larger-than-life characters on a panoramic backdrop doing battle over these tremendous issues that, and with a literary heritage ranging from novels to memoirs that is unprecedented. You want to understand American history, who we are as a people, study the Civil War.
Well, you were drawn into it and just fascinated by it, but you coupled that with a researcher's meticulous nature, and you started delving into, you know, dusty buried troves of diaries and things like that. And you pull out some magnificent material where you use the actual quotes from people and things like that. And it, I mean, I remember when we first met, you started talking about it, your eyes gleam, this fiery gleam when you started talking about it, because you do have a passion for sharing the story and really kind of making this subject, which is, let's face it, folks, you know, it's over 150 years ago, but it has a relevance today because this was such a pivotal time period on so many different issues in our country, wasn't it?
Oh, very much so. And we still have so many of the same battles, political issues. You know, what is the business of the federal government? What is not? What is the relationship of states to the government? Things like this. And we, you know, the issue of race is as center to today's life in many respects as it's ever been. So the issues and the people involved are not really strangers to us, and in many respects, especially to Iowans, in that the issues that brought on the Civil War, you know, the question of the expansion of slavery into the new territories from Mexico, or the destruction of the Missouri Compromise and other compromises, that would allow slavery to be introduced into the free states as well. You know, these are heavy-duty issues, and the people that were dealing with them, these were literate, wise, thoughtful people. They knew exactly what they were doing battle over.
Well, and you present this in such a linear and clear method and way that it's so easy to understand it. And, you know, folks, if you want to pursue one path a little further, just consider that Ken is kind of your guide in this process, and you can delve deeper. I know that my curiosity was aroused on many fronts, one that I hadn't thought of before, and that is leading up to the Civil War, all of a sudden, these relatively new United States of America were looking at a huge land expansion out west, and needless to say, the two sides of the slavery issue were looking at how can I take this for my side, how can I take this for my side, weren't they?
Most definitely. If you were pro-slavery, you should have the right to take your slave property any place in the country that you wanted. Slavery was protected by the Constitution. If you wanted to go to the new territories from the Louisiana Purchase or the Mexican War, establish yourself using slave labor, it was your right to do so. If you want to take slaves into a free state like Iowa and use slave labor, it was your right to do so. On the other hand, if you were opposed to this, and here race has not that much to do with it, but for the people of Iowa, that, wait a second, the federal government is protecting me. As a free white worker, I can move to a place like Iowa, and I can earn a good middle-class living, and I don't have to compete with slavery. Can you imagine, you know, if you're a carpenter, you're a brick mason, or something like this, a laborer, you can make a good working man's wage. What wage could you ever have if you had to compete with slave labor? You know, that all of Iowa would be reduced to what Iowans just were horrified about the South was this transplanted European aristocracy with a strong ruling class, virtually no middle class, and white workers reduced. You know, the inevitable byproduct of slavery for Iowans at the time was this thing called being poor white trash. If slavery was allowed to take root in the free states and the new territories, what would be the status of free white workers? So they were adamant. You know, they liked the idea of the federal government protecting them from competition from slave labor. If you were on the pro-slavery side, you were being oppressed by the federal government that sought limits on the expansion of slavery. It's just a marvelous political story. And out of that produced a new generation of incredible political leaders, obviously people like Abraham Lincoln. But I will rank our own Governor Kirkwood up there with one of the great leaders on this issue.
This is fascinating stuff. I want to get back to Kirkwood and let you just talk a little bit about him in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the structure. Iowa and the Civil War is the first of three books. How is this trilogy structured? Is it linear? Is it chronological?
Yes, it's chronological. My model, so to speak, one of the things when I was a young man I just fell in love with was Bruce Catton's trilogy on the Civil War, where he explains the Civil War by following the Army of the Potomac from its birth at the Battle of Bull Run to the end of the war in Virginia at Appomattox. This is a story that unfolds over the years of the Civil War. And so this first volume gives us the deep background to the issues that brought the Civil War and the first battles that Iowa takes, ending with the Battle of Shiloh. It takes three chapters to do justice to that battle alone. And all three are written And we, you know, the publisher has just got a plan for one book each year till 220. And it's a chronological narrative. It is a story that is unfolding. So characters that you meet in volume one, you'll be seeing them throughout the work.
Well, this is a wonderful journey. And I definitely am, and I'm imploring to not just the people who are history buffs out there, but people who love a great story that really clarifies a lot of the issues. Kenneth Leifgott does a great job. If you want to reach him by email, he can answer any of your questions. He's a very gracious and quick responder to emails. I can attest to that. Just write to him at his UNI address, ken.leiftogt at uni.edu. So ken.leifgott@uni.edu. I'm going to find every different way to pronounce your last name.
And there are a lot of them.
Well,
no
you said
student ever had to pronounce it for a test.
My wife
is still Linda Miller after 40 years.
Well, I'm not sure if that's wise or not, but I do want to thank you so much for really putting together a masterful work, one that I know you're proud of, and rightfully so, because I have tried to delve into some histories of the Civil War, and I use them instead of drugs when I want to go to sleep at night. Yours is not that case. I found myself staying up past my bedtime just to read at least a little bit more.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, that's exactly what you two folks are going to get when you get Kenneth Leifgott's Iowa and the Civil War. Check with your local independent bookseller to see if they have a copy. Otherwise, just email Ken directly, ken.leiftogt@uni.edu, and you can get all the information you want to get your very first copy so you can get the series. And I will keep you posted through the Culture Buzz here. Whenever I hear that Ken is doing presentations anywhere in the state, I will let you know, because he loves to talk about this subject matter. He's passionate about it, but most importantly, he delivers the information in a very clear, concise, and storyteller's way. You can't ask for much better than that. Ken, congratulations on this first step of the three big steps you're taking in this
great
series.
Oh, yeah, you can also just do a Google search, Camp Pope Publishing, and use the book title, and you can order directly from the publisher.
There you are.
City.
Camp Pope Publishing, folks. Ken, thank you so much. Boy, I look forward to our continued dialogue on this. You are great, man.
Oh, thank you. Call anytime. This is a true honor. And I've been a fan of yours for years. That's why I sent you a book.
You are the best.
You're just one of the voices of Central Iowa.
It's an honor and pleasure to share the good news, and that's what this is. Folks, get Ken Leifgott's new book, Iowa and the Civil War. It's the first of a trilogy. It's one that is a must-have on your very special bookshelf. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.